everyone, and welcome to Taste of True Crime Podcast. I'm Abby.
I'm Samantha.
And we just wanted to do a quick introductory episode and introduce ourselves. Like I said, I'm Abby. I have three kids. I love everything true crime, horror, murder, whatever, you name it. I love it. That's a little bit about me.
Same over here. This is Samantha. I have three children, two girls, one boy. Same thing. Love true crime. Love a murder mystery. That's kind of what Abigail and I have in common.
So let's kind of talk about how we met. We worked together, and it was crazy because I listen to true crime podcasts at work all day when I'm working. Sam recently came on to our job, and it's funny because a good friend of mine that we work with came in, and I was listening to a podcast, and she said, oh, the new girl is listening to that, too, and I'm like, listening to what, too? Like, what are you talking about? It didn't click to me, and I'm like, oh, she's listening to true crime, and she was like, yeah, you're gonna love her, and I'm like, okay, like, you're telling me I'm gonna love her. I don't have a choice, but... I did.
Lo and behold, she loves me.
And so I go in and I'm talking to her about true crime podcasts, and I tell her about Morbid because that's one of my favorites, and we kind of just click from there, and it's like, you know, you meet those people and you can't help it. You click. You have so much in common, and it was kind of one of those things like, did we just become best friends?
And we did.
We did.
We became best friends.
So we kind of bonded first over true crime, horror. We talked about what we listened to, what we liked, found out we had kids, same amount of kids, all the same ages, 12, 9, and 4 and 5. And so it was it just took off from there. And I texted her one night and I'm like, we're doing this. We are doing a true crime podcast. You kind of really don't have a say.
Didn't have a choice. So here I am, which is why I kind of sound like the sidekick at the moment.
But we're just kind of getting into our groove, getting into what works for us. Neither one of us are used to recording, that much. And I kind of do like a little side thing on my own, but I had always wanted to really do a true crime podcast. And even from the get-go when I met Sam, I was like, I want to do this. And I think that she kind of thought that I was just talking shit, like, out of my ass. Like, was like, okay, Abby, whatever. But then that night I texted her, I was like, we are doing this. You kind of don't have a choice. That's it. Here we are.
Here we are. We're doing it.
This is take, like, 553.
We have a mic. It's fully put together this time.
Uh-huh. We couldn't figure out how to get it apart. We couldn't figure out how to hook it up last time, but we are there. I guess kind of like a what to expect from us. We, like we said, true crime, ghost stories, horror, unsolved mysteries. I will tell you that since we have children, the cases that we do involving children will probably be scarce just because it hits home to us. But we will cover the ones that we feel are important, that tell a story that other people need to hear. How do you feel about that?
Same thing. I just feel like if we do cover any story with children, I feel like it will be the types of stories that we could help other families, mm-hmm. help other people, maybe put an awareness out there to help situations like this not happen. I know I'm probably an overprotective mom. Freak out if I can't see the kids in my own backyard.
Same.
Sadly for my children, they don't have the childhood that I had where I was, you know, running the streets and mm-hmm. came home at dark.
Riding but bikes at night. Exactly. You know, didn't care when you got home. Exactly. Unfortunately, we don't, you know, our children don't have that luxury.
They don't
nowadays.
Get that life. No.
You don't even get to step outside without
no,
me.
No. You're going to check the mail. You better text me and let me know before you're doing it. Mm-hmm. And I will watch you on the camera. But yeah, so, you know, we're basically... We're all about the true crime and the murder mysteries and things, mm-hmm. but the children's stories may be a little more scarce than other yes. podcasts, but we doesn't mean we will not keep you very entertained and, you know, the interesting stories we will produce.
I agree, because I feel like we are a fun time. I feel like Sam's husband laughs at us more than he laughs with us, but we are still a fun time. We are going to be open to case suggestions, and we do have an email. It's going to be tasteoftruecrimepodcast@gmail.com. We have an Instagram, of course, Taste of True Crime Podcast, and we do have a Facebook group. So if you want to search groups, it's going to be Taste of True Crime Podcast. I think that's really all we have. Kind of just wanted to get out there, let you know what we were about, what we had planned. We do have a really good first episode planned for you guys, and it is going to be local to us. We are in Texas, Houston area, Galveston area.
Galveston County.
Of course. So we will start off with a case that is local. Close to home. So look forward to that, and I think that's about all we have.
Thanks for joining.
No, thank you guys. And we hope to get this next episode out within the next week. Catch you then.
Bye-bye.